My name is Ketsia Aurelian, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for James Schneider, J-A-M-E-S-C-H-N-E-I-V-E-R. He was seen today, November 3rd, 2022. Number one. Chronic kidney disease stage 3B. The CKD has progressed to 3B from 3A and is likely related to nephrocirrhosis associated with diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, the aging process, obesity, as well as cardiorenal syndrome secondary to CAD. His recent kidney functions revealed a BUN of 36 from 22, creatinine of 2.0 from 1.6, and a GFR of 34 from 45. There is no activity in the urinary sediments. However, there is evidence of nephrotic range proteinuria with urine protein to creatinine ratio of 3,184 milligrams. From 2,866 milligrams, and urine albumin to creatinine ratio of 1,869 milligrams from 1,716 milligrams. Period. There is also evidence of elevated cholesterol, which has worsened since the last visit with the period. This elevation could be related to abnormal levels of the kappa light, lambda light chains, and elevated kappa lambda ratio, period. The kappa light chain is 71.6, comma lambda light chain is 40.1, and the kappa lambda light chain ratio is 1.79, period. Due to the patient's cardiovascular history, amyloidosis is part of the differential. However, MGUS and multiple myeloma could also be entertained, period. To further evaluate the possible cause for the proteinuria, we will refer the patient to the Florida Cancer Center for further evaluation. Period. We were able to rule out hepatitis B and C, as well as lupus. Period. The ANA was negative. However, the rheumatoid factor was mildly elevated at 14. Period. The patient also had a SED rate of 22. We will repeat the SED rate and rheumatoid factor labs. Period. The serum protein electrophoresis was negative. However, the urine electrophoresis was still pending, period. We are still pending the results for the PLA2R panel to rule out glomerular basement nephropathy. Period. He denies any urinary symptoms but feels tired overall. Period. We will continue to monitor. Next line, hyperlipidemia, well, next line, nephrotic range proteinuria as per number one. He is taking Farxiga, F-A-R-G-I-X-A, 10 milligrams daily. However, there has not been any improvement in the proteinuria, period. Next line, vitamin D deficiency, a vitamin D level of 17 is noted, period. The patient also presents with elevated PTH of 110, which could be a result of the low vitamin D levels, period. However, the serum calcium and phosphorus are within normal limits, so we will repeat the mineral bone disease labs, start him on vitamin D3, 5,000 units daily, and order vitamin D125 for further evaluation, period. Next line, vitamin B12 deficiency, we will order intrinsic factor antibody to see if he requires vitamin B12 injections, period. We recommend that he takes B12 supplementation 1,000 micrograms daily for now, period. Next line, hypertension, arterial hypertension with blood pressure of 141 over 79. Continue with the current regimen. He is euvolemic. We recommend decreased sodium and overall fluid intake in the body. And plant-based diet devoid of animal protein and processed foods, period. Next line, hypothyroidism with TSH of 21.32 and free T4 of 0.7, period. The patient states he had not started taking the levothyroxine at the last visit because he never received a call from the pharmacy, period. We increased the dosage of the levothyroxine from 100 micrograms to 112 micrograms since he is feeling very tired. Period. We will repeat the thyroid panel. Period. Next line, hyperlipidemia with uncontrolled lipid panel, period. This could be a result of the proteinuria and possible blood dyscrasia, period. We instructed him to take his simvastatin 40 milligrams, 2 tabs daily for now, period. Once he completes his simvastatins, we advise him to start taking pravastatin 80 milligrams, 1 tablet daily, period, due to insurance coverage, period. His insurance does not cover simvastatin 80 milligrams, but will cover pravastatin 80 milligrams, period. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus. Continue with the current regimen. Next line. Iron deficiency anemia, which is stable. with H&H of Wells. Point 7 and 37.8% continue with the iron, new iron supplementation. Since the iron saturation is still below 30%, however, instead of taking one tablet twice a day, he may take one tablet daily. Next line. Fatigue. The cortisol level is within normal limits. However, we are still pending the testosterone results. Period. The thyroid, the hypothyroidism could be one of the reasons for his continuous feeling of fatigue. Period. Next line, neuropathy. Next line, coronary artery disease, status post-angioplasty with 5 stents and CABG times 5 in 2019. We recommend that he follows up with his cardiologist for management. Period. He has a history of stroke in 2017. We will reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup. And